The Curve with Michelle Martin and Bernard Lim replay from Money FM 89.3.
He was an automotive engineer, and look at him now. Zachary Wang is our guest. Neuron Mobility in the spotlight today. They're a Singapore startup. They operate an electric scooter sharing service, and they've raised $5 million in seed funding from Seed Plus, 500 Startups, Seeds Capital, Ace Capital, and other angel investors and family offices. Neuron Mobility, it's the biggest e-scooting sharing service here. It wants to expand to the rest of Southeast Asia. A launch in Malaysia is imminent. Zachary Wang, founder of Neuron Mobility, thanks for joining us. So, based on the experience of Neuron, and clearly you've done well if you've raised $5 million, why do you think people in Singapore are favoring e-scooters over bicycles?
Well, I think it's a tropical country, and it's really easy to move around your scooter. So it's fun, it's convenient, and so it's effortless. So yeah, people likes it.
And how do you think e-scooter sharing companies with bike sharing, and are there similar challenges as well, like the ones faced by bike sharing companies, such as people who've vandalized bikes, or do they do the same to your e-scooters?
Yeah, I mean, fortunately, so far, it's not that bad. Uh-huh. So in one aspect, I think when bike sharing was pretty popular, I mean, there was tens of thousands of bikes on the streets. So I think we do carry a lot of this perception issue. A lot of people are asking, is this going to be another bike share program that's just dumping scooters on the streets? So that's not how we have done it. So we really control the area of our operation, and we make sure that we run very frequent high-touch operations. So at Neuron, we actually run 24 hours operation 7 days a week. Mm. So we have ground people on the ground 24 hours to make sure that the scooters are properly checked, they're roadworthy, and they have battery charged, and they're ready to go.
Do you think part of the reason why you're so successful is the geography of the location that you've chosen, the CBD area, the context of where you've chosen to site your scooters?
Yeah, probably. So I think at Neuron, we actually invest in a lot of data analytics. That's actually where the name Neuron come from. Mm. Neuron come from neural network, which is a machine learning algorithm. So the company was actually started by automotive engineers and data scientists. So in the site selection and zone selection, we're actually putting a lot of effort into determining where is the best place to actually have a scooter being successful.
And so you decided CBD because...
I think because there's very high density of people there, and I think that there's challenges in terms of a short distance mobility, and you have very diverse group of users actually. Mm. So with Neuron service, we serve last mile commuters, so you have a lot of them in the CBD. We also serve last mile delivery riders. That's where we actually start a partnership with Deliveroo at the early part of the year. So Deliveroo riders actually could opt to take a Neuron scooter to do food delivery service, and it's also very popular. I would say sightseeing too for a lot of tourists. So many tourists take a scooter and go around the Marina Bay, the Clark Quay, to enjoy the sceneries here.
Ah, okay. Okay, we've so many e-scooter services in the market right now, whether it's Beam, Grab, Lime, Teleport, just to name a few. How does Neuron Mobility differentiate itself? And what do you think users look for when they're choosing an e-scooter sharing service?
I think the first point is really about the availability of the service. So I think most of the companies we have mentioned, they probably just got started or about to get started. So I think Neuron definitely has the highest availability of e-scooters in the market. So I think that allows people to actually have a choice of mobility. That's the first point. Then I think Neuron also invests a lot in the data optimization, as I mentioned. So that allows us to really map the potential demand and the supply of e-scooters to provide that availability as well. And so I think the last point is Neuron really invests also onto the supply chain, the hardware as well. So we tend to be proud of the hardware that we actually provide to provide an enjoyable riding experience to users.
It's always a balance, isn't it, between providing the best service to your e-scooter riders who want to get to where they need to really quickly and providing for the safety of pedestrians. So we've seen some e-scooters in the headlines for the wrong reasons. How do you ensure that your e-scooter riders keep to traffic rules?
Yeah, actually, it's a very interesting question. So if you look back in some of the news around the accidents involving e-scooters, so some of them come from e-scooter was speeding, so it was too fast. So I think that comes from non-compliance. So when Neurom being a fleet operator, when we deploy our fleets on the ground, so all the scooters are compliant with LTA's requirements in terms of speed limit to make sure that it doesn't go that fast to become a danger to the pedestrian. So I think that's really the first aspect. And then we also do a real-time telematics with all the scooters, so which means every few seconds we actually know how fast is the scooter moving and what's the location of a scooter. So just in the event that there's some unfortunate accident happens, we are actually able to track back on when did it happen, where did it happen, and what happened before the accident and after the accident. Mm-hmm. So that brings a lot of accountability to the service itself.
Mm, okay. Well, people who rent e-scooters are probably those who don't already own one, you know, and are hence unlikely to be regular riders. Do you think they pose a risk to pedestrians and other road users, considering that they may be relatively inexperienced with e-scooters?
Yeah, so I think part of actually what we were surprised to see is that more than half of our users daily, they are actually repeat users. So I think the adoption of the scooter is pretty well. A lot of people like to use it. And so I think for the first time riders, so the default mode of the scooter is actually on the low speed, so it doesn't move that fast. That's really to give the users the head start to get comfortable with the service. So it doesn't move that fast when you first get started. So I think some of the users also, they are conscious about it. So they will also be a bit conscious about the environment around them rather than recklessly riding it around.
Of course, we hope an accident never happens. But in the case that one does, is there insurance to protect either the rider, or does the insurance primarily protect the company from damages?
Yeah, so we actually work very closely with the insurance providers since the day we actually started the service. So I think first, we have insurance against public liability, so against the e-scooter itself, to ensure that the public safety of it. So that's first aspect. But when it comes to third-party liability and all that, that's the part we actually are spending a lot of effort working together with insurance companies now, because, I mean, unfortunately, this is a new kind of mobility solution. So a lot of underwriters actually not very familiar with how to determine the risk of such services. Mm-hmm. So I guess thanks to LTA and the regulators, when they come up with the whole regulation framework around how fast a scooter should be, how heavy a scooter should be, where should the scooter be ridden on, I think that provides a context towards the proper insurance being structured. So we're coming very close to having that insurance coverage for our users.
Mm-hmm. And talking about LTA, well, they just opened applications for e-scooter licenses, right, starting from January. So how do you think this licensing framework will change the way you operate?
Yeah, so we have actually been long waiting for the license. I think the nice thing about license is that license brings rights to operate. So when license actually comes, it opens up a lot more locations that we can allow the users to park their scooters at. I think the increased density of return locations actually brings more convenience to the riders. So you can grab a scooter outside your MRT station down to the last maybe 50 meters or 100 meters of where you want to go. So we actually think there will be actually an improvement towards our service offering.
So just yesterday in the news, LTA said it had impounded 42 personal mobility devices operated by Telepod, by Beam, and by your company, Neurom Mobility. And the devices were found available for hire outside of One North without permission. How are you going to ensure that this doesn't happen again?
Yeah, so this is a little it's a tricky time. So the license actually comes in January. So there isn't a license for us to hold now. So this is really before the time pre-license. So I think according to LTA's regulations now, we can actually park the scooters at private buildings and private estates. But unfortunately, sometimes the users might not be aware of the LTA's regulation currently. So some of them actually park the scooters, for example, inside the yellow box. So where they thought they should actually park there. So I think this is really a transition time. I'm sure with the license that's coming up, it's going to make this whole situation a lot better.
Okay. Well, you've just raised $5 million in seed funding. So what do you plan to do with the money?
Yeah, so the first thing that we actually did was we actually invested in the development of the next generation of e-scooters. So it's we also invest in the whole UL certification of it for fire safety to ensure that this is a very robust and very safe scooter for users to use. And so that's part of it. And also we are investing in expanding Neuron's service across the region. So at the moment, we are already operating in the city of Bangkok, in the city of Chiang Mai of Thailand, and we are opening up a few more cities in the coming weeks and months. So yeah, that's how we are going to spend the money.
Great to hear about a Singapore startup like yours going big. Neuron Mobility's founder, Zachary Wang, joining us here on The Curve. Thanks, Zachary.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.